Separating work from family. When you wake up and lots of things are happening at your home, whether you're having an argument with the family about something or kids aren't doing what they need to do, and you either have to go to work or you run a business, how do you leave home at home and work at work? Can you separate the two? Can you compartmentalize and deal with one thing at a time? A lot of people can, most can't. It's really hard to be able to separate family from business. If you run your business and you're having a lot happen at home, do you take it to work and all your employees cop what you have been dealing with at home? Or do you go to work and no one knows what's happening? It's really important to be able to separate the two. The reason being is that you're actually teaching your family that work is work and family is family. You're teaching your staff that work carries on no matter what, and regardless how you feel, they still get your undivided attention, or your workmates get your undivided attention. There is a tool that I was taught many, many years ago, and I find that it works very well. When you leave, I want you to pretend you have a hat on. It's your family hat. As you walk out the door, you physically pick up your imaginary hat and hang it on the imaginary hook that is by the door, and you walk out the door. On the outside of the door, there is a hook that has your imaginary work hat on. You pick that up and you put it on and you go to work. So you've left your family and all the problems or whatever is happening, and then you go to work. When you go to work, then you deal with only work. You have on your face that is great, you're happy, you get into what it is. When you are traveling to work, listen to a podcast, listen to something upbeat. Take your mind off whatever's happening. Then when you get into work, you start fresh. You should be there about 15 minutes prior to starting work. Then you can put everything away, you make yourself a cuppa, you get to your desk, whatever it is that you need to do or set up for the day. Then when you leave, I want you to pretend you have an imaginary hook and a hat at work. Imaginary hook, as you're walking out the door, you take your imaginary hat off and you hang it up on the imaginary hook. You walk out the door and now it's family time. While you're listening, while you're in the car or traveling, I want you to make sure that you're listening to something really good again, upbeat. Work might have been a hard day for you, or whatever happened at work might have been really hard. You might have had a bunny with a workmate. You might have had a disagreement about something. You might have been doing a major project that you're not actually really on time for, or your deadline is coming way closer than you wanted it to. You've now let all of that go by hanging your hat up. You're now in the car and you listen to things that will be upbeat and fun to take your mind off everything. So when you walk in the door, you can greet your partner, your children, your dogs, your family with a smile and happiness. When they ask, how was work today? You go, great, but we're not discussing that. Or you make a rule that you don't talk about your work at home. However, there is a time where you do need to vent. My late husband and I, we had a wonderful, beautiful gazebo, and around the gazebo was around about 130 rose bushes. We would come home, we'd greet the kids, say hello, and then they would go and play and we would go and sit down there because it was away from the home. It was a neutral ground and we would talk about our day. One would talk, we would discuss it, went through the day, and then the other one would do the same. But the secret is, men, you are fixers, you're solvers. In this, we don't want you to. Women want you just to listen. Just acknowledge, listen, yep, that's fine. And then women, when you talk, women, if you're a fixer, don't say anything. You just let each other talk about their day. That's all we want. Discuss your day, talk about your day, what happened. And then when you walk out of that gazebo, or if you've got a chair under a tree or somewhere nice outside of the home, then you leave it there and you walk back in. So the family home is the family home. While you're in there, you don't discuss work. It is hard to get used to, but I'll tell you what, it'll be the best thing you've ever done. I'm Kerry Hotrow, and my business is Brain Thinking.